Please get a little closer to that microphone, if you will. You are the head of ISCOM, International Society for Prisoner Consciousness.
Yes.
It is a church.
It's not exactly a church, but it is an institution for understanding the science of God.
Could you tell people how you are dressed today? What's the significance of your clothes?
About this significance of our institution?
No, about the way you're clothed, the way you're dressed today. The robes.
People? Yes, I'm a sannyasi. The sannyasi is the highest status of human social division. According to Vedic culture, there are four divisions of human society. Brahmachari, student life, then householder, Grihastha, and then Vanaprastha, retired life, and then Sannyas life means preaching transcendental knowledge to the society from door to door. So this dress, in Vedic culture, there are different dresses for different persons. So this saffron color dress means that he is admitted without any introduction anywhere because he is understood to be a man of transcendental knowledge, and the householders receive them and take knowledge from them. That is the system of Vedic culture.
You also have a garland of flowers around you.
That is offered by the disciples as a matter of respect to the spiritual master. It is not necessary that a sannyasi have a garland like this, but if it is offered with respect, he does not refuse.
And on one more thing, you have some paint or color down your forehead and your nose, and all your followers are here in the suit.
Yes. These are marked as a temple of Krishna. We mark this different 12 parts of the body. The idea is that we are being protected by God from all sides.
And one other thing, I went to shake hands with everybody and I found that all your right hands were wrapped.
Yes.
What is the significance of that?
The wrapping, it is not exactly wrapped. It is a bag for our beads. We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the beads are supposed to be sacred, and therefore we keep it in a bag so that it may not touch the dust or any other impurities. So it is not wrapping, it is covering of the sacred beads.
So I just want to read one section here. I think you'll be able to. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness began when Swami Bhaktivedanta arrived from India with $2 on his person, a metal suitcase full of ancient-looking books, and a cotton cloth robe colored yellow as a sign of the renounced order of life. In India, men and his order are completely dedicated to propagating the spiritual life of our mendicant wanderers. He had wandered across the sea upon the order issued to him by his guru, who told him he should prepare to go to America to teach the principles taught in the Bhagavad Gita, and to translate the 60 volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam into English. Now, are you a guru?
Yes, I am a spiritual master of this institution. All the members of the society, they are supposed to be my disciples. They follow the rules and regulations which I ask them to follow. And they are initiated by me, spiritually. So therefore, the spiritual master is called Guru, that is Sanskrit language.
Guru means teacher.
Guru means not exactly teacher. Guru, the word means
Is Guru and Swami the same thing?
And Swami means, they are practically the same idea. Swami means the master of the senses. One who has no control over senses, he cannot become guru. The renounced order means He's strictly away from all kinds of sense gratification, especially sex life. Therefore, he's called Swami. Swami means the master. One who has become the master of the senses, he can become the spiritual master of the society. That is the idea.
The Swami, now, for instance, did I understand you say the Swami has no sex life?
No, certainly not.
Certainly not.
Yes.
I found when
that actually sex life is allowed only to the householders. According to Vedic culture, sex life is restricted. There are four divisions of society. The Brahmachari is strictly forbidden for sex life. The Vanaprastha, they are also forbidden for sex life. And the Sannyasi, they are also forbidden for sex life. So out of four divisions, three divisions are strictly forbidden of sex life. Only the householders, they can have restricted sex life with married wives, simply for creating children. That is the
only for propagating children.
That's all.
Then there is a similarity to Catholicism. The priest is
certainly where there is spiritual concept that sex life is not in that anywhere. Either it may be Christianity or Hinduism. Sex life is materialism. That is opposes number of spiritualism. So people are trained gradually to refrain from sex life. And the sannyas life, he is completely trained. Therefore, he is allowed to move in the society for preaching spiritual education.
Now, the whole world has heard of the Maharishi Mahesh. Is he part of your order?
No. I've had so much in the paper.
He is the world's most famous guru.
He's not guru, but he's advertised things like that. A guru is a different thing. But people are in your country, in the western part of the country, of the world, people are after some spiritual information. So anyone who comes professing as spiritualist is welcome. And if he flatters, then it is very convenient to get followers. So we don't follow exactly in that way. We follow exactly the principles of Vedic ways of life. So in that way, sex life for a sannyasi is strictly right.
So many of the people were going to him for meditation. Is meditation part of your philosophy?
Yes, but meditation as Maharshi or any other Swami or profession, that is not exactly the process of meditation. The standard meditation is described in Bhagavad Gita. That is very difficult job. You have to select a solitary place. You have to sit in a certain posture. You have to regulate your light, complete seriously, eating, sleeping. There are so many rules and regulations that that sort of meditation is absolutely impossible for the present way of life. For the present generation, the chanting, vibration of holy name of God is recommended in the scriptures. It is said that meditation was possible in the Satya Yuga, when people were 10% pure. For the present, mostly people are impure. So they cannot execute meditation as it is described in the standard scriptures.
Is yoga part of meditation?
Yoga is a very broad term. Yoga means to connect with the absolute truth. That is yoga. Yoga means connecting links. So there are different varieties of yoga, just like one staircase. It is the connecting link to the top floor. So that is everywhere you can say staircase. But one who has crossed a few steps and one went past a few floors. They're not on the same level.
I'd like to read one thing. This is evidently said by a man named Swami Shivapramananda of New York's Yoga Center. He said if one has the time to put in about 8 or 10 hours a day for 10 years, one might develop the power to see through a wall through meditation. I've seen people develop X-ray vision, but I've never seen the point of paying such a heavy price for it.
But I don't think it is practical that one can meditate for 8 to 10 hours for 12 hours.
For 10 years.
But it is, I guess, for 10 years. It is most impractical proposition. Therefore, as recommended, we have to follow the regulation as recommended in the scripture. For the present age, this meditation. Last night we had some kirtan in the public library Oakland. So all people immediately joined us. As soon as we began to chant Hare Krishna, immediately there is a fact. There is no rules and regulation that you have to do this or that. Simply just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We had lectures in the YMCA Sunday school. Little boys and children, they also joined with us. We performed this Hare Krishna chanting in the park. The children, old men, young men, everyone.
Do you have a temple here, Swami, or
yes.
Meet in library?
No, we have got a temple here. A surgery this day, 518.
What does your temple look like?
This temple, there is Diti, Radha Krishna Diti, and it's very place of sanctuary. If you go there, you find immediately some impulse of spiritual idealism.
Do you have altars?
Yes, we have
other things you find in the
We have altars, we have pictures, we offer fruits, flowers, incense, and immediately by combination of these things, there is some spiritual atmosphere. And that's chanting, so people enjoy it very nicely.
Well, we're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If you have questions, our numbers are 478-3456 in East Bay, 832-9707 in San Jose, 272-1233. A.C. Bhaktivedanta, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What does the word Krishna mean?
Krishna means all attractive. Krishna.
Would you put those earphones on, Swami? Our numbers are 478-3456 in the East Bay, 832-9707 in San Jose, 272-1233. Caller, you're on the air on KGO with Swami.
Well?
Go ahead.
Swami?
Yes.
I'd like to ask a question.
What is that?
Why is this human form of life, why is this human life in such a diseased condition with war, pestilence, and famine?
These are miserable conditions inflicted by material nature. Just to remind the conditioned soul that this conditioned life in the material nature is not for you. There is another place where you can live very peacefully. Just like in the prison life, there is always infliction of misery. If in the prison life one is comfortably situated, then he'll never go out. He'll try to live there. So this material infliction of misery reminds us that this place is not suitable for us. It is not our place. Our place is back to Godhead, back to heaven. And therefore, these are the reminders that you must leave this place.
Yes, also, what is our true identity?
What is that?
What is our true identity?
Actual identity?
Yes.
Actual identity is that you are spirit soul. And this material body is your covering, just like dress. Just like we didn't dress, the real body is there. Similar, we are within this material body. So we are taking more care for the dress and not for the body, actually. But when a body is dead, we can understand that there is something missing. That missing thing is the soul. In the modern educational field, there is no department of knowledge from that time. Just what is that missing part? There are so many theories, but they are not practical. Therefore, we have to understand the soul and its constitution from authoritative scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. Then you understand our identity actually. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said the persons who are identifying themselves with this material body, they are not actually human beings. They are counting among the ashes and cows. So that is ignorance or illusion.
Thank you, Colin.
Oh,
I want to ask you something. You said we live in a bad world, but through our mind, our soul, we can escape.
Yes.
Well, through Krishna consciousness, we're not solving anything then by doing that. We're just sort of in our own mind, we're running away.
Yes, running away. The best, suppose you are put in a prison house, the solution is to go out of it. If you want to make adjustment of the prison house, that is impossible. You may be a first class prisoner, second class prisoner, third class prisoner, but you remain a prisoner. But if you want freedom, then you must go out of the prison house.
But I notice you seem to have a lot of young men who are part of your organization. These young men must face the material problems of today.
Yes.
Like the draft and Vietnam and everything.
Yes.
Isn't it difficult to belong to Krishna consciousness and exist in this world we must exist in?
Yes. The thing is that persons who are in Krishna consciousness anywhere, even they are put into a very uncomfortable position, we are not suffering in the same way as ordinary man.
Oh, we have people who want to talk to you. Charlie, you're on the air with the Swami on KGO.
Okay. Hello, Swamiji?
Yes.
What is the perfection of this life?
The perfection of this life is to understand oneself. What I am. This is the beginning. Why I am suffering. If there is any solution of this suffering, there are so many things. These questions should be there. Unless a man is open to these questions, so what I am, why I am suffering, where from I have come, and where I have to go, then he is considered on the animal level. Because animals, they have no such questions. It is in the human form of life, these questions are there. And their answers are there in the scriptures. So if we are inquisitive and follow the answers from authoritative sources, then the solution of life is there.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. So know yourself.
Yes.
Know yourself.
Yes.
I have some more questions. We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And you can sell anything by reaching the more than 2 million and read the Chronicle and the Examiner.
Yes. Gagamuni Prabhu. All glory is to Gagamuni Prabhu.
You believe that sex is only for having children. You do not believe in alcohol or the use of any stimulants.
No. That is private.
What do you believe in?
We believe in Krishna consciousness. We have to be fine. Let's say this is also a pity that you will be happy by drinking alcohol. That is your consciousness. I don't believe in that.
I know you have certain dietary rules.
Oh, you are not eat certainly.
What do you not eat?
Well, you don't eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. We first of all prepare foodstuff as recommended in the scripture. They are mostly from vegetables, grains, fruits, milk. So we have got enough food.
No meat of any kind?
No. No meat, no onion, no garlic, no intoxication, no liquor, not smoking, not that tea, coffee. It's a plea that it is absolutely necessary for keeping the body fit to execute Krishna consciousness. You don't imagine luxury for the satisfaction of the tongue.
All right, can I leave you on the air with the Swami on KGO?
Yes, Swami. I'd like to know where in India was your native place.
Where in India did you come from?
Your native place.
I was born in Calcutta.
But
after my acceptance of the renowned father of life, I am inhabitant of Vrindavan.
Of where?
Vrindavan. V-R-I-N-D-A-V-A-N. Vrindavan is a sacred place. It is about 90 miles south of New Delhi, capital of India.
Yes, I see. One thing I just wanted to clarify. Are you a follower of
Lord
Krishna?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
The callers know more about this subject today, evidently, than I do. Now, your guru told you to be a wanderer.
Yes. So that he means he is a teacher. He will wander and teach from door to door.
When was it that you arrived from India with $2?
It was in September 1965.
That's several years ago.
About 3 years.
Now, you met a gentleman by the name of Harvey Cohen?
Yes.
And how has he helped you?
Yes. In the beginning, he helped me because I rented one room that was $72 per month. So,
just in New York?
In New York, yes. 72nd Street, West. So, whatever there was started, you were supplying. I was getting some money by contribution in my lectures, but in the beginning, my all expenditures were not sufficient collection. So the deficiency you are giving me.
Did he aid you in setting up the first center or temple?
No, I started my temple in 1967, of July.
In New York?
Me.
How many temples are there now?
Now we have about 6 temples. One in New York, one in San Francisco, one in Los Angeles, one in Boston, one in Montreal, and one in Santa Fe. And another, one of our students has gone to Barbado. He's on the profession of starting another temple.
How many people belong to these 6 temples?
These temples are average about 50 people.
50 people?
Yes.
Are they mostly young people from the calls we've been getting and from the people here in the studio?
They're immediately all young boys and girls.
Yes. All right, hold on one second. We're talking with Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And our telephones are open to you, 478-3456. In the East Bay, 832-9707. In San Jose, 272-1233. What haircut? Oh, is there any significance of your haircut over there? Is there a microphone over there we can get to? Well, put that other one over there, because we have several young men here in the studio with the Swami. Could you do what is the significance of your haircut?
Well, my head is shaved, and I have what's known as a tika on the back of my head. The Sika is a sign that I'm a Vaishnava, which is the follower of Christians.
Are you even here?
I'm from the Santa Fe Temple. And this is in here.
How did you end up in this Krishna order?
Well, I was looking for a man who could tell me the answers to the questions that Swamiji mentioned before, such as what am I, what is God, what am I doing here, and Swamiji is the first one who could answer these questions satisfactorily. And I could see that the process of Krishna consciousness is no phony bluff. I could see it really worked because I saw people making progress in it. And I made progress myself by chanting, so I accepted him as my spiritual master.
You accepted his name?
Yes.
Well, what is your name?
Subal Das Bhattachary.
So each one accepts a new name?
Yes. The initiation by the spiritual master is known as the second birth. He went to the spiritual world by chasing his second birth, your spiritual life begins.
Do you still live in, quote, the rest of the world, the outside world, or is your whole life within the Krishna consciousness?
My whole life is within Krishna consciousness, but yet at the same time, I function within the world at large.
We have a lot of people who have some questions here. And calling on the air on KGO this morning. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
You for me?
Yes.
What is God?
What is God? That's the concept?
Yes.
God means the control. Everywhere we have got some control. But you will find there is another controller over the controller. So, if you go on, that thing, one after another, controller and the super controller and the next controller, in this way, when you come to a place when the controller is absolute, there is no other controller. He is God.
Thank you, Colin. That's so bad. I get the impression all the calls today are people within Krishna consciousness. I would like to hear some other people with questions. Your colleagues on the air with Swami on KGL.
Yes. Swami, you say you have to know yourself. Now, how does a person go about knowing when he knows himself, who he is, and what he is? In other words, when does he reach the stage where he says, I know who I am and what I am?
Yes. There are two different processes of acquiring knowledge. One process is to research oneself by his own endeavor, by his limited sense speculation. And another process is to know from the authority. Deductive process, we say, man is mortal. This knowledge is received from our authorities, just like our teacher, our parents, we understand that man is mortal. Another process is one can make research whether actually man is mortal.
Well, is there some kind of a spiritual signal you get within yourself that tells you this?
No, your question is what I am. So this what I am, you can search yourself by your mental speculation. That is one way. Another way, to understand your position from higher authority. So we take this process, we understand what I am from higher authority, Krishna. Krishna says that he is God. And he says, all these living entities are my part and parcel. So we are component parts of the Supreme God. Therefore, as the component part of machine is to cooperate with the full machine. So our duty is to cooperate with the Supreme Lord. That is our identity.
Thank you, Sally. To join Krishna consciousness is a total commitment then to your way of life.
Yes, it is total commitment to the way of life as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, the science of God.
Must one renounce his present religion?
No, not necessarily. Religion is a kind of faith. You say, naturally, if you go to the high standard of life, the stereotype faith does not act there. So, this understanding, Krishna consciousness, is transcendental to all religious faith. Faith you can change, but this you cannot change. Your constitutional position as part and parcel of God is never to be changed. You may accept the faith as Christianity or accept the faith Mohammedanism. That is a mental situation. But this is your actual constitution situation, that you are part and parcel of the Supreme. That cannot be changed.
What happens in your temples? Do you have services like other religions?
Yes, generally we chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, and then we deliver speeches from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there are questions we answer, and in that way, the audience and the disciples will become enlightened, and that's all.
So there is no sermon, as we would know in other churches.
That is, you can call sermon, because there is prayer song, there is, recitation from scripture.
Well, you have six chapters, so evidently you cannot be everywhere at once. Who is in charge of the temple when you're not here?
The students have been trained. The students, they also speak the same thing. There is nothing new. I also speak from the Bhagavad Gita, and the students also speak from the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the same in all the centers. But it may be, because I have a little more experience, I can explain that a little more nicely. And the students, they also explain according to their experience. But the principle is the same.
I'm
not involved, but I'm curious. I wondered if there's any similarity between meditation and hypnosis. In other words, the hypnotic state.
Or is meditation self-hypnosis? Is that what you're asking?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
Is meditation self-hypnosis?
Is it similar? It sounds like it might be.
Swami?
I do not know what is self-hypnosis.
Hypnotizing yourself.
No, it is no question of hypnotizing. Meditation means to search out what I am. Just like if you sit down quietly, if you see your body, first of all, see your finger and question whether I'm high or you'll say no. Whether I'm this head or you'll say no. Whether I'm this leg. Because everywhere I'll say it is my hand, it is my head, it is my leg, it is my soul, everything mine. So you have to find out what is I. Unless you come to that point, what is I, there is no meaning of meditation.
Is meditation part of it?
The meditation is finished. Now, the activities after meditation begin. Meditation is to search out what you are. As soon as you know your identity, then your real activity begins. So we get it from Bhagavad Gita. What is my real identity? And begin our study. So that is called devotional study.
We're talking with Swami Yesi Bhaktivedanta, head of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We'll be back in a minute. KGO.
Yes, I wanted to ask the Swami if he didn't think that the teaching of Jesus Christ expressed exactly what he's saying. I'm not speaking of Orthodox Christianity as such, but the essence of what Jesus said about the Father within and if thine eye be single, thy body shall be full of light, and the beautiful phrase that he said, before Abraham was, I am. Has he studied anything about the teachings of Jesus?
Well, we don't disagree with the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, because he's speaking of the same thing which we are also speaking of the times of God.
But I think she's saying, couldn't you just have taken the teachings of Jesus Christ as your religion?
That there is already a judgment.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I believe that the Swami and many others who practice meditation and study the Gita are really dealing with the same promise of this cause that Jesus spoke of.
Certainly.
Yes, that's what I wanted to know. I think there is a comparison, not between organized religion as such, but just getting down to the bare facts of what Jesus spoke about. I think there is a similarity.
There is similarity, but one thing is, just like mathematics, talk in the lower class, 2 + 2 = 4
uh-huh.
is equally applicable in higher mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4 In our mathematics, it does not become 2 + 2 = 5 Similarly, the teachings of Bible or teachings of Bhagavad Gita, as you say, present 2 + 2
Right.
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is it may be taken as our mathematics. That's all.
You know, may I ask you one thing? I read some parts of the Bhagavad Gita, is it? It says that knowledge is enveloped in ignorance. and saw a man I deluded.
Yes.
And I thought that was
yes. Our real knowledge is covered by delusion.
Right.
Yes, the real knowledge is that I am spirit.
Yes.
But we have identified ourselves with this body. Therefore, we are covered in our knowledge, actual knowledge.
Thank you, Colin.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. 12 minutes before 4 on KGO. And, calling on the air, the Swami on KGO. Turn on the radio on, please.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, hello, Swami.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to know how you get your money to make all your trips to India and New York and Mexico. Who provides you with money?
I was provided free passage in a shipping company.
You were what?
Free passage.
Free passage. Who pays for that free passage?
Oh, free passage. There is no question of payment. The shipping company carrying me free.
Shipping company carries me free.
The shipping company carries me free. Who buys
the food
for you?
Well, when I came with some introduction letter. So my guests, they provided me.
Your guests provide. So in other words, you're a freeloader.
Yeah.
Why do you set up your church into an area like the Haight-Ashbury? Your so-called temple. Why do you set up a place like that in the
Haight-Ashbury? Why is your church located in the area of the hippies?
It is not particularly selected at the hippies' quarter, but the boys they found the cheapest place in that quarter. Therefore, they occupied that place.
Cheapest place you could find.
Yes, because we are not very rich an institution, so we found it cheaper. So we selected it. It is not for the reason that because it is easy to offer, and therefore you selected it. No.
Actually, most hippies couldn't join your religion because they take drugs.
Yes, so we are completely different from the hippies. Because hippies, they are addicted to sex and intoxication. And these things are completely forbidden in our temple.
You do perform wedding ceremonies?
Yes.
What is your wedding ceremony like?
The same chanting, Hare Krishna.
Is it considered a legal wedding ceremony in this country?
Yes. Our society is incorporated under the religious act of New York State.
I'd like to tell your guest that the other day I received a beautiful letter from the Boston Ashram from Miss Prudence Farrell, Miss Neil Farrell's sister. Are you listening?
Yeah, you got a letter from Neil Farrell's
sister. No, her sister, yes, Prudence, from this gentleman's Boston Ashram.
Oh, this Neil Farrell's sister?
Prudence Farrell.
What?
From this man's ashram in Boston.
No.
Okay?
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. sadasama bhaktisiddhanta sarasvati goshami prabhupada ki jai ananta koti vaishnavinda ki jai ramacharya srila haridas thakur ki jai prem se tamo sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar shivacharya gaur bhaktavinda ki jai श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ धाम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय कृष्ण देवी की जय सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटी थैंk यू वेरी मच.
That is the opening of your ceremony.
That is it.
At the end, please. At the end.
Yes. At the end for the
Martin. Thank you. Charlie, you're on the air. Swami on KTO.
Oh, hi. Is it going?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just want to ask the Swami where the karma enters in as far as the teachings are concerned, and also whether his concept of God is that of a being that is good and so reflected in healing.
Okay, karma, is this a part of your...
Yes, religion? Karma. Karma means work. Kriti work. As you work, as you...
I'll put my answer on the air, please, okay?
Go ahead, Swami. I'm actually just going to listen to your answer on the radio. Go ahead with your description of karma.
Karma makes pretty work. Just like you are laboring for some wages to get your wages. Similarly, this material world, our work is reward. Good work is rewarded with good benefit, and bad work is punished. This is the law of karma.
And the other question is, do you feel God is good?
Yes.
We are out of time. We want to thank you very much.
God is good. Yes.
For people, for all of you here. And your local temple is at 518 Frederick here in San Francisco. Can I get the phone number in case you want information? Phone number is 564-6670. Oh, you changed it. What is it now?
731.